Some people who seem to believe it is better to receive than to give have been trying out an interesting gambit. Monitor has learned that Christmas trees from Canada have been showing up in some areas of the United States with notes attached to them, ostensibly by small children, explaining wistfully that the writer is poor. The wholesaler who imported these trees, when told about the notes, informed the Inquirer that some of the families who cut and sell the trees send out as many as 500 to 1,000 of these notes and have been reaping a pretty huge harvest from gullible, warm-hearted types like you and me. Now that you've been warned, here's a musical note or two from Monitor asking for nothing but your attention. Yes, Santa Claus is busy checking all systems and should be ready to get off his launching pad right on schedule on the evening of the 24th. Meanwhile, here on the evening of the 18th, Monitor is all set to distribute a number of handsomely wrapped packages containing the most varied listening fare in radio, music, news, sports, comedy, Christmas customs around the world, and so on. I'm Brad Crandall. I'm sort of Santa's helper. Have a little music by the Tijuana Brass. Thank you. Christmas spirit is in evidence everywhere you turn, but there's one event that always gives the season a sort of official go-ahead signal. And that, of course, is the traditional lighting of the Christmas tree on the lawn of the White House in Washington. With us at Monitor is the gentleman who was responsible for the complete designing and lighting of the big tree this year, just as he was for the past 2 years. And he's going to tell us a little bit about how he did it, as well as give us some useful information for those who have Christmas trees around the house. Mr. Al Hart, delighted to have you with us on Monitor, sir.
Delighted to be here, Brad.
First of all, where does the tree come from on this kind of a thing?
Each year it comes from a different state, and these are chosen 3, 4, or 5 years ahead of time.
Each year it comes from a different state?
This year it comes from Arizona, from an Apache tribe reservation. And they're quite proud of it. It takes quite a few years to grow one that's 85 feet high.
Is that the size, 85
feet? This is what the cut size was that they brought into the ellipse.
Uh-huh. Then is that fairly standard?
Our trees run somewhere between 75 and 85 feet each year.
75 and 85. I got a 6-footer I'm having a big struggle with. You know, they're going to do this whole thing. What kind of decorations do you design for an 85-foot tree? Do you get oversized decorations of all kinds?
We're primarily using lights as decorative medium.
Mm-hmm.
On the main tree this year, we have about 6,000 blue and green Christmas lamps. Actually, I'm sorry, not really Christmas lamps. They're brand new sign lamps in a random pattern all over the tree. Mm-hmm. And there'll be about 250 stars that will provide the decorative touch to the to the tree.
Do you try and hang things like tinsel and that stuff on it?
No. A tree this big gets to be a little bit unwieldy to hang tinsel on.
I say, all you got to do is find somebody 75 feet high to stand there and throw tinsel on it.
Well, they have to start with a scaffold. They completely build a scaffold around the tree and then string the ornaments or lights and work down, taking the scaffold down as they go.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, once they've done that, you can't go back and repair anything either.
Oh, yeah, there's a good question. I assume these are not the kind of bulbs where when one burns out, they all burn out.
No, sir.
No,
they are not.
Now, who actually lights the tree?
The lighting is sponsored by the Pageant of Peace Incorporated. It's a nonprofit organization in Washington composed of the businesses, Board of Trade, churches, Red Cross, et cetera. And we donate, the General Electric Company, donates the lighting and the lighting design and the supervision of the lighting.
And the state donates the tree.
The state donates the tree.
And the White House donates... Actually, it's not on the lawn of the White House, technically, is it?
It is not. It's on the ellipse behind the White House.
Now, in terms of the lighting of the tree, when is it lighted officially? Is there a regular date for it?
This varies, I think, from year to year, but usually it's on a Friday, a couple of weeks before Christmas.
As yesterday, for example.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, as an expert on Christmas trees, admittedly 85-footers, which may or may not apply to your problems or mine at home, how about some expert advice? Some of the do's and don'ts of Christmas tree lighting and decoration.
Well, I think there's quite a few that could be helpful. Primarily on the outdoor trees. Indoor trees are traditional types of things. Children are interested in them, and you have favorite ornaments, and they're seen up close. You see the lighting on the trees up close, so you can see each individual color. Outdoors, you've got a little bit different problem. There, you generally see it from a distance. You have an opportunity to create interesting effects that people will be seeing as they go by. Generally, what we try to do is create an effect which is clean and simple. This gets the most, the quickest impression across, and it's also the least expensive. Color outdoors is a real interesting problem, because if you decorate a tree outdoors the way you do indoors, when you see it from a distance, and if you have a variety of colors on, they will all tend to blend towards a rather a muddy, warm effect. The blues and greens will completely disappear. So perhaps the first tip, the first rule of thumb, would be to stick with one group of colors, either all warm or all cool. Blues and greens, or reds, oranges, whites.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much to lighting expert Al Hart for being with us today on Monitor. Thank you, sir.
Across the
Dutch Miller's people with a message we heartily endorse. For Christmas, anyway. And here's something else that's seasonably desirable. Remember, this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. And deck your weekend with the lively sounds of the Monitor Beacon.
Start your day the right way with Big Wilson on the conversation station, WNBC, AM and FM, New York. Everyone seems to talk about the problems of our city, but for over 100 years, the Community Service Society has been doing something about them. New York's oldest and largest voluntary non-sectarian family agency carries out a three-way program. First, when people are suffering with personal and family problems too big to handle alone, they can get from CSS the skilled professional counseling they need. Second, through its public affairs activities, CSS attacks social problems that affect all New Yorkers. Bad housing and shortages of welfare and health services are just a few examples. And third, through its research program, CSS is seeking and finding better ways of helping troubled people and troubled neighbors. Your dollars, of course, will make it possible to maintain and expand this most vital three-way program. Send your contribution to the Community Service Society, New York City, New York.
This has been Corporal Detwar, wishing everyone in McDermott, Ohio, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Throughout the holiday weekends, Monitor will deliver more messages from servicemen stationed all around the world. Next, Monitor on stage. Monitor on stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters and nightclubs around the world. At Basin Street East in New York City, Trini Lopez.
Thank you very much. You're very kind. Thank you.
Here we go.
Roll over and over and try to prove my love for you. Over and over, what more can I do? Over and over, my friends say I'm a fool. But over and over, I'll be a fool for you. 'Cause you've got walk, talk, smile, charm, love. Cause you got a great big heart. Well, over and over, I'll be a fool for you. Well, over and over, what more can I?
One more time.
Cause you've got walk, talk, smile, charm, love. Cause you got a great big heart. Over, what more can I do? Oh, over and over, I said that I loved you. Over and over, honey, now that's the truth. Over and over, they still say I love you. Oh, over and over, I'll be a fool for you. 'Cause you've got love, walk, talk, charm, smile, and 'cause you got a great big heart. Well, over and over, I'll be a fool for you. Well, over and over, I'll be a fool for you. 'Cause you've got walk, more can I do? What more can I do? What more?
Personality Kid, Trini Lopez, recorded live in one of the many star performances you hear every weekend in Monitor On Stage. Now you can turn in a star performance in the gift-giving field if you'll just remember this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. And now as Monitor continues its pre-Christmas weekend, we prove our international nature by having an Irish girl who works for a French airline discuss Tahitian customs with a Monitor reporter, Dan Price, in, of all places, Chicago.
Music that you're hearing is played during the holidays in Tahiti. And to tell you more about the music and about Tahiti is Mary O'Kay, hardly a Tahitian name, but Mary knows a good deal about this country. She's an employee of Air France, and she is now shepherding a group of Tahitian dancers across the United States. What do the Tahitians do at Christmas time?
Well, the Tahitian Christmas time is quite interesting because it wasn't until several years ago that Tahitians even began to celebrate Christmas within their own right.
Why was that?
Well, this custom was not known to them until many of the French continued to come over from France and to celebrate Christmas within their homes. And of course, the Tahitians living with them learned very much about the tradition of Christmas. And now they themselves celebrate Christmas, not of course in the same manner that we do here in the United States, but they have iron trees which they will decorate with materials that they've brought over from France. They do give gifts to their children, and they do go to church on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Do they call it Noël?
Yes, they do. Jour de Noël.
You say an iron tree. You mean a type of tree that grows out there, or a tree made of iron?
No, this is a typically Tahitian tree that has very, very thin needles, and we have nothing quite like it in the United States, but it is called, actually translated from the French, a tree of iron.
What about New Year's?
Well, New Year's, of course, is the real, real Tahitian celebration. Their New Year's Eve celebration starts about 6 o'clock in the evening. There is much dancing, much of the tamara, which is the local native feast, and the celebration goes well into the morning, or let's say the next day.
I thought you were going to say the tamara was a local native drink, and there was much of that.
Sounds like it should be.
A lot of local native drinks consumed in the United States on New Year's Eve. What is this song that we heard, Mary?
Well, this song is a Christmas song, but it particularly depicts the way of life, which is so specifically Tahitian. This is happy, dancing, joyful, fun-loving people, people who love to live near the sand and the sea, and who seem to be happy all the time, no matter what.
So they do. Is there anything particular that can be said about holiday cuisine in Tahiti? Are there any seasonal dishes prepared?
Well, there are not seasonal dishes as such, but the Tahitians love any sort of an excuse for a feast. And this is what I mentioned before, the tamara. And the food for the tamara consists of fish marinated in lime juice, roast suckling pig, which is set up with all of the wooden fire around it, poi, of course, which is a little different from the Hawaiian poi, and a little bit of rum punch and a little bit of rosé wine. A little bit more on New Year's than Christmas.
The people who aren't quite as enthusiastic about poi as the Hawaiians are say that it tastes like library paste. Is Tahitian poi an improvement?
Tahitian poi is a bit of an improvement, yes. It tastes not quite so much like library paste and is a little bit sweeter, Dan.
It tastes like U.S. government issue paste, perhaps. But the suckling pig sounds just dandy.
It's divine.
How is business in Tahiti?
Well, business in Tahiti has increased considerably within the last 5 years or so. This is due, of course, to the new jet strip, which isn't really new anymore, but which does allow the UTA-DC-8 jets in and out of Tahiti. So consequently, many, many more people have access to this island in just 8.5 hours.
Now, the French have been going there for years.
Oh, yes.
But are Americans starting to go there in any numbers?
Oh, yes. Americans have been going there in great droves since, well, I would say within the last 3 years. And this, of course, is due to an increase in hotels, tourist facilities, beautiful beaches. Tahiti is really more than a country. It's a way of life.
Mary, since the celebration of Christmas is so relatively new in Tahiti, the Tahitians, I understand, don't even know how to say Merry Christmas, but they do know how to say Happy New Year. Have a go.
All right. Ya oa oa tato nuera.
And ya oa oa tato nuera to you.
Merci.
Happy New Year in Tahitian. Your authority on Tahiti is Mary O'Kay, who works for Air France and who's shepherding a Tahitian dance group about the United States. And I'm Dan Price, NBC News, Chicago.
Andre Castellanets with a medley, which included right there in the middle, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. And on that note of festive osculation, I guess is the word, we near the end of another half hour on Monitor, which spans the continent on NBC Radio. In Trenton, New Jersey, that's WBUD. And this is Brad Crandall. Back shortly.
This is Lauren Bacall wishing the entire world Joyeux Noël, which means Merry Christmas.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday.
Season's greetings from Monitor on the NBC Radio Network.